honor America, please remove your hats and join us for the playing of the national anthem performed tonight by the St. Paul's Chamber Choir. For the St. Paul's Chamber Choir.
Well done. Time for basketball now as the Badgers take on the UT Rio Grande Valley Vaqueros. You spent a little time of your life down in that neck of the woods, right?
I did. My wife actually spent, well, I was still trying to chase that orange ball around. My wife did a travel position, so she lived down there for 3 months. Nice little spot.
Yeah, it is. And yeah. Trying to make that a nice little program now. Cahill, Fennell. The resume is impressive. The time at BYU, they obviously put up a lot of points. They shot a lot of threes last year. Matter of fact, I think half of their shots were threes. Time at Louisville before, so now trying to get that program going. It was a six-win team last year, their final year in the WAC. So this is their opportunity to, A, get a paycheck to come here. But to test themselves, they've already played the likes of a Creighton and a Nebraska, and they're just not afraid of anything. They get the ball across half court, and it's going to go up pretty soon thereafter.
And it's going to go up, and it's going to go up quick, too. And I think that's the biggest thing. Now, you talk about the BYU influence side of it. We know what Mark Pope has done, and I know Greg's watched a lot of, you know, what BYU did when Mark Pope was there as far as body movement, ball movement, because it's the same philosophy. We want to get a lot of threes, but we want to get it out of the right system by moving the ball and moving bodies. So I expect the same thing here with Texas Rio Grande Valley as well. And that's where Wisconsin has to be dialed in. Like, you have to follow your principles. You can't leave the shooters, because you know if they have just a little bit of space, it's going to go up. You can't just turn your head and look one side over help. Now, this team is based, Wisconsin's based on what they're trying to do, helping each other. But if you over help on a team like this, it's going to be one pass for a three. So it's tricky.
Hassan Abdul-Hakim is somebody just watching some of their games. You know, there's really no fear anywhere on this team, but he's got, you know, talking with Kirk Penny about him, this young man has got a lot of athleticism. In most cases, we're going to talk about opponents and players who are well-traveled, and he is one of those, starting at Santa Fe College, the College of Southern Idaho. But he'll shoot the three, but he'll go off the bounce. I mean, he'll do some things. Cliff Davis, not afraid to shoot the threes. But your point about fast starts in the keys of the game is really, that's a big one, because they've been looking up at deficits here in some of these early season games.
And to be completely honest with this statement, you can get away with it against these teams.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, when you're at Greenbrier, you're not going to be able to get away with it with the teams that you're going to play.
Yep.
Marquette, you're not going to get away with it. Butler, you're not going to get away with it. Illinois, coming up in December, you're not going to get away with it. Michigan, you're not going to get away with it. So you got to get it out of your system. It can't be something that you do and then you have carryover.
That was one of the pluses of the game on Friday, because the Badgers actually did get off to a good start.
It was huge.
It was a whistle-happy game, as we all know, but the Badgers 47 free throws, making 41. They're averaging 25 attempts per game. Obviously, Friday night bumped that up. But they're 90%, Butchie. 90 out of 100 at the free throw line. That'll win you a game or two, won't it?
Well, more than that. It's great. When you honestly think about this, the Wisconsin puts up 100 points. 40% of them come from the free throw line. I don't know if I've ever seen a number like that.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was awesome.
John Tanjay, 21 of 22. Him, John Tanjay, was 21 of 22.
I don't know if I made 21 in a season. Now I didn't get to the paint at all. I mean,
well, you just shot threes.
I just shot threes.
I got you. I understand.
Again, I'm not the smartest one. But
DJ Karstensen, James Breeding, and Nate Harris are your officials for this Monday night matchup as UT Rio Grande Valley in the road orange uniforms and the white trim, Badgers home white and Cardinal trim. Hassan Abdul-Hakim will jump center, while the Vaqueros and Stephen Crowell will have the duties for the Wisconsin Badgers. First time these programs have ever met is Rio Grande Valley, Texas Rio Grande Valley, Edinburg, Texas. Right along the border of Mexico as we are set to go. Toss and tap to Wisconsin. Badgers move to our left and we're underway at the Kohl Center. Stephen Crowell up top. He'll throw it left side to Klesman. Inside feed, Nolan Winters. Single coverage, Abdul-Hakim. And Nolan goes up low on the left. No good. Got his own rebound. Back up and in. And just like that, it's 2-0 Wisconsin. Here comes Texas Rio Grande Valley. Trey Miller up top gets a screen, high screen at the top, throwing to Hassan Abdul-Hakim, left of the wheel against Nolan Winter. One jab step, puts it on the deck, spin move in the paint, goes up over Winter, around the rim and in. There's that athleticism.
Well, it's going to be a tough guard for Nolan.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
is.
Where he's got to be able to really move those big feet of his.
John Blackwell gets a screen at the top of the key from Crowell, moves to his right, flips the winner at the top. Turns to the Klesman high on the left. Inside feed. Caught by Crowell. Tommy Gankahag with the single coverage. Backing is Crowell. Left block still backing. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Back rim out. No good. And the rebound of Gankahag of UT Rio Grande Valley. Now it is Cliff Davis at the top of the circle. Left hand toss. Trey Miller. Pull up mid-range jump left side. Good. And it's 4-2 UT Rio Grande Valley. A little more than a minute gone by. Blackwell throwing to Winter, left of the circle. A pass for John Tanjay and off the ball.
Yep. Now, Wisconsin's focused on getting the ball inside. First three possessions, they've tried to go down. Now, one was a cross screen there where Max has just got to be set. Even if he's there a little late, you've created just enough. You don't need to move there because they're going to look for it.
Here's Trey Miller up the floor for UT Rio Grande Valley. Gets it to Gankahag, back to Miller to the free throw line. Goes it back out to Gankahag, feeds D.K. Thorne. He'll try a three, right side, no good. Nolan Winter into the lane for the rebound. And it goes to John Blackwell. A minute and a half gone by, 4-2, the Vaqueros leading Wisconsin. Max Klesman high on the right, man-to-man defense from UT Rio Grande Valley. John Tanjay off the left wing on the dribble. Started the back, now kicks it to Crowell, low on the left, moving in on Gankahag. Shot clock is at 10. Crowell still backing, and the paint goes up left hand. Blast and just clip the left side iron, no good. Hassan Abdul-Hakim, the rebound for the Vaqueros. 2 minutes in, 4-2, UT Rio Grande Valley. Here's Cliff Davis trying to three straight away, and he nails it. A good three-point shooter, and he's not shy about it. 7-2, UT Rio Grande Valley. Here's Blackwell dribbling right of the lane. Throws it out to Stephen Crowell. Gets it to Tanjay at the top. A pass for Klesman left wing. Goes into Nolan Winter. Skips it right corner. Blackwell tries a three. Bangs off the rim. No good. Gankahag the rebound for UT Rio Grande Valley. The floor they go. They are ranking 36th in tempo. And there's Davis a three. Left of the circle off the left side iron. Badgers clear the rebound. Blackwell pushing front court for Wisconsin. Stops the dribble high on the left. Feeds Nolan Winter. Sends it back to Blackwell. A toss for Klesman left wing. Loops it into Crowell. Left of the lane. Single coverage from Tommy Gankahag. Backing his Crowell. Gankahag trying to hold his ground. A little spin move from Crowell. A foul is called on Gankahag, the 6'8 sophomore. And that'll be the first foul. Butchie, you're almost 3 minutes in. That's the first foul.
Thank you. I'm happy to see that.
I just thought I'd point that out.
They were used up Friday.
Yeah, they were.
But you look at Wisconsin, they've tried to continue to get that ball down low. There's a nice little inside screen there to get John the three. But they've got to take their time down there.
Yep. A three banged off the rim, cleared by the Vaqueros. Here's Trey Miller. Outside right, 3 minutes in, 7-2, UT Rio Grande Valley. Abdul Hakeem throwing to Thorne left side, feeds Gankahack at the top of the circle. Lost it back to Thorne against John Tanje, dribbling off the wing, stops in the lane, whips it right corner. Trey Miller, three in the air, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Nolan Winter. Not quite 3.5 minutes gone by. It's 7-2, UT Rio Grande Valley. The Badgers have missed 5 of their first 6 shots. Steven Crowell catching right of the lane. Starting to back, mid post right, turns to the block, goes up and in. Use the window with the right hand.
They're not bringing the double.
No, they're not.
That's just one of those things. They're going to have that every time. Steve has to make them pay.
7-4, UT Rio Grande Valley with 16-14 left in the first half. Hassan Abdul-Hakeem. Dribbling left wing, goes cross court. D.K. Thorne puts it on the deck. Baseline right. The drive, the kick. Left corner, got Winter up. Did Abdul Hakeem. Turns it back out to Miller. Shot clock is down to 6. Don't think we'll be saying that a lot tonight about the Vaqueros. Here's Davis with 3 to shoot. With 2, a kick to Gankahag. He'll try a 3, and he'll hit it from the right wing. Doesn't shoot many, but he is capable.
But that's the example of the overhelping we were talking about. Like, Steve wanted to help just because that's your tendency. You didn't need to help that much because they weren't looking to get to the paint.
10-4, UT Rio Grande Valley. 4.5 minutes gone by. Tanje, left corner, now dribbles along the baseline and gets fouled. Got a little hip check from D.K. Thorne. That'll be his first, team second, as we have our first media timeout of the night. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. And the story of Madison lives in the Wisconsin State Journal. Subscribe today at madison.com/story. 15:34 left of the first half. UT Rio Grande Valley 10, Wisconsin 4. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. 15:34 left first half. UT Rio Grande Valley leading Wisconsin 10-4. Kamari McGee, Carter Gilmore on the floor for Wisconsin, along with Crowell, Blackwell, and Tanje with the ball. Is John Tanje off the Crowell screen. 3 in the air straight away. It's off the rim, no good. Hassan Abdul-Hakeem the rebound.
And I anticipate more teams go under on those screens on John. He gets to the free throw line so much, they're going to force him to shoot threes.
There's a kick cross court. Right wing D.K. Thorne tried a three. Missed it off the rim. Cleared by Steven Crowell. About 5 minutes gone by. Badgers trailing 10-4. Crowell with a dribble hand off to Tanje. Works off a crowd screen. Again, they went under that. Now starting to back is Tanjay. Backing in the lane against Thornton. Flipped it up, right hand, no. But guess what? He got fouled. And John Tanjay will go to the free throw line.
But, man, we're talking about this, but I just anticipated as a coach, you get a guy that gets the free throw line 21 times in a game, and I know he's shooting at a good clip, 47% from three right now.
Yeah, he was like 39% his last year at Colorado State.
So, I mean, it's not like he can't, but you're not going to let somebody get to the line as much as he does. So you got to change up your coverages. I anticipate going under. He's going to hit a couple, then they'll have to change and go over. But if I'm a coach, that's how I'm trying to guard John Tanja right now.
J.J. Howard coming in for UT Rio Grande Valley. D.K. Thorne just picked up his second foul. Howie Fleming, 6'5", Richard Jr., Howard, 6'5", sophomore in the game, along with Marshall Destremo, 6'9", redshirt sophomore. Second free throw coming up for John Tanjay. He was good on the first, and he is good on the second. He is a 95% free throw shooter through the first four games. 10-6, UT Rio Grande Valley leading Wisconsin. A little more than 5 minutes into the game in Madison. Howie Fleming picked up by Carter Gilmore on the left wing. Throw left side to KT Ramey, who is averaging 15 a game. And now here's the drive to the rim. Layup good. It counts and a foul. J.J. Howard with the burst, the bucket, and a foul. He'll go to the free throw line.
Right about the same time frame Friday, I said, okay, Wisconsin, keys of the game. First one, get off to a good start. Check, Arizona. Well, that box, we can't check it.
No, we can't check that.
Right? Like, nope. That's not checked. Yep. You didn't get off to the start you need to get off to. Now, again, against opponents like this, you normally can overcome that, but they haven't answered that question tonight.
That was on John Tanja. He comes out as Xavier Amos is in. Free throw is no good from Howard, appearing in just his third game. The rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by the Vaqueros. This is game six for UT Rio Grande Valley. It comes in with a 3-2 record. And it leads right now 12-6. About 5.5 minutes into the game.
You're seeing 1-3-1 zone right now.
Yep, which they have displayed a little bit in these first few games. Blackwell on the right side. Darts a pass into Amos. Floats it up. Nice touch. Won't go. Tipped up. And they'll get. They'll count it. And a foul. Basket. Or check that. Basket interference. There you go. Goaltending. Give Amos the bucket. For an instant, I thought it was an and-one. But in the cylinder. And it's 12-8. UT Rio Grande Valley. So Amos gets the bucket. And the Badgers are within four. Howie Fleming up the floor for the Vaqueros. Shovels it to Destremo at the top. Now J.J. Howard driving left of the lane. Picked up by Nolan Winter now. As the pass is floated back out to Ramey outside left. 10 of the shot clock. Destremo against Amos. Moves off to Ramey outside left. 5 to shoot. Here comes Fleming. Right lane line to the cup. Of the layup is good for Howie Fleming, who averages about 7 a game.
And there's just too many straight line drives right now.
Little spin move, all nice work. Blackwell cutting in the lane, up and in with a short jumper. 14-10. The Vaqueros with 13:40 left in the half. Howard blows off the right wing. Shot is stuffed by Klesman. Back out to Howard. Feeds Fleming. Got Amos up on his feet. Now trying to work inside is Howie Fleming. Right block. Kicks a pass. Destremo. He'll try a three. Left of the circle. No good. Xavier Amos the rebound. Here comes Kamari McGee throwing to Amos. Xavier at the top of the circle kills the dribble. Roy to Max Klesman. Curls around Amos' screen. Gives it up to Nolan Winter outside right. A handoff to Blackwell. Miller picked him up. 14-10, UT Rio Grande Valley. 13:09 left of the first half. Klesman curls off the left wing in the lane. Swoops to the rim. And a pass is well off the mark. It comes down to Destremo. As an empty possession for Wisconsin. KT Ramey now. Stopped by Kamari McGee right of the circle. A pass to Trey Miller. Pull up foul line jump is good. Miller with 4. The lead is 6 for the Vaqueros. 16-10, UT Rio Grande Valley. 12:45 left to the first half. Xavier Amos gives off to Blackwell around the Amos ball screen. Stops, right elbow, pops, hits.
That's a mid-range right
there.
A
little mid-range.
That being said, John Blackwell's pretty good at the mid-range. That's where you evolve, right? Like, you understand, like, that's his strength. He's got to play to it.
16-12, UT Rio Grande Valley leading Wisconsin. Miller drives on McGee off the left wing, barreling into the lane. Amos trying to stop him. They'll get a foul, though, on Kamari McGee, they say, reaching in. That'll be the first on the senior from Racine. And Jack Janicki coming in for Wisconsin for Max Klesmer. Do you think he had 9 points against Arizona on Friday night? 12:23 left in the half, 16-12. UT Rio Grande Valley is Howie Fleming. Wanted a quick hitter to Ramey. It's batted around. It's loose, and it's thrown right into the hands of Nolan Winter. Turnover, UT Rio Grande Valley. Janicki jump pass into McGee. Goes inside to Winter, and he gets hammered. And he'll go to the free throw line. Well, Janicki getting it started, and then they eventually wrap it in to Nolan Winter, and Winter will go to the free throw line.
And offensively, Wisconsin's going to be able to get what they want to get. The question that I have right now is defensively, can they tighten it up?
Yeah, there's a small lineup here.
Really small.
Destremo, they list him at 6'9", and he looks like he is eye-to-eye pretty much with Xavier Amos, but otherwise the Badgers do have a decided advantage. The first free throw is good for Winter. Abdul-Hakim coming back in as J.J. Howard will sit down. Abdul-Hakim is 6'8". 16-13, UT Rio Grande Valley with 12 minutes and 13 seconds left in the first half. Winter with 3 points. He had 4 against Arizona on Friday night. Second free throw for Nolan is off the back of the rim and in. And that nice little shooter's kiss there off the back of the rim, and the Badgers have hit their first 4 free throws, and they have pulled within 2. Trey Miller against McGee between the circles. A throw to Abdul-Hakim. He's matched up with Xavier Amos. Right foul line extended. Abdul-Hakim starting to back. Mid post right. Lost the handle. Gets a pass away. And walking with the ball is Destremo. Turnover for the Vaqueros as we hit the under 12 media timeout. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fans sweepstakes, and more. And with more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 11:53 left of the first half. UT Rio Grande Valley 16, Wisconsin 14. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Save big money on everything for your next project now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Lions products. They offer showers, bathtubs, and surrounds that match your style and budget. Lions are known for durability and design. Their products feature an ultra-gloss finish that's scratch-resistant and easy to clean. Check out our entire selection of Lions bathroom products today on Menards.com. Plus, view the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association encourages you to enjoy pork while supporting our Badgers all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 11:53 left in the first half. UT Rio Grande Valley 16, Wisconsin 14. So not the fast start, but we've seen worse for Wisconsin so far.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. And I think offensively, like I said earlier, they're going to be able to get whatever they really kind of want. Defensively, it's where you got to tighten up a little bit. I think right now, when you look at that huddle, that's exactly what Greg's saying. Defense, let's stick to our principles. It's a tough matchup because you naturally want to help. And against this team, you can't help as much as you want to. Or, it's tendency-wise, right? You go, 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 and you're a second too late.
This game, a part of the Greenbrier tip-off, by the way. They'll go down to West Virginia, the Badgers will, on Friday afternoon to take on Central Florida. LSU and Pitt, the other teams.
A nice little tournament, that is. I mean, not
looks like a beautiful,
that, but it's,
yeah, send me photos.
I will.
Thanks.
Well,
appreciate you.
Not all, but you're going to have your steak dinner Friday night. I mean, you're going to, I know what you guys do on those football trips.
Yeah. And
I mean, the basketball trips, you eat at Wendy's, but I mean, that's, I mean, the football trips, I know you guys have steak dinners and red wine every night. That's fine.
I like Wendy's. Trey Miller, by the way, called for a foul. But, you know, the best part about Friday night is that Tauscher's buying. Which has been,
you won't catch me doing that. Well, so, man, no wonder you say we're going to a fast food place, Butchie.
Yeah, we know all about you.
I'll get some cookies somewhere delivered.
Inbounds pass is caught by Steven Crow. Quo Agua defending him off the bench, and here's Crow just backing him down, turning and scoring with the right hand over the 6'6", Quo Agua, senior out of Calgary. And we're tied at 16, and here's Ramey trying to three up top, and he splashed it. Man, he's 42% coming in.
I mean, he did that at DePaul. That's what he does.
Yep. Averaged about 7 a game for the Blue Demons last year. 19-16 to Vaqueros as Klesby gets fouled about 30 feet from the hoop, and that is Howie Fleming getting him. That's two on him. John Tanjay will re-enter for John Blackwell. 19-16, UT Rio Grande Valley leading Wisconsin, 11-15 left for the first half. Fleming sits down. Cliff Davis is back in. So already two Vaqueros with two fouls, Thorne and Fleming. Tanjay, left sideline, inbounds to Klesmet, and they work at the crowd. Back out to Xavier Amos, a throw to Max, top of the circle. Thorne is out on Max, who gives it up to Crow, right of the circle. Darts it inside, caught by Amos, turns in the lane, up left hand, back there, no good. Rebound tipped, trying to save it as Davis threw it right to Amos, low in the right, and the layup is good. X with four, and it's 19-18, UT Rio Grande Valley. 10:48 left first half, here's Cliff Davis. Dribbling into the lane, gets it out of there. Agua tries a three, left wing, and he nails it. That's only the third attempt for him from distance of this young season. 22-18, UT Rio Grande Valley. 10.5 minutes left in the first half. Crow going to Kamari McGee, being chased. Now doubled outside right. A pass for Amos. Whips it to Tanjay. Open three, right wing, good. John Tanjay with five as the Badgers pulled it within one. 22-21, the Vaqueros. 10:15 left in the first half. Trey Miller. Left-hand dribble along the left sideline in front of Badgers head coach Greg Gard around the Agua screen. Throwing it to Abdul Hakeem, right wing, defended by Xavier Amos. Left-hand toss, Agua at the top. They'll hand off to Trey Miller. Being crowded by McGee. Miller bounces inside, caught by Agua, low on the right. Up, got it, it counts. And he was fouled by Kamari McGee. Another and one as McGee now with two fouls.
So it was a late switch. Big Steve's out hedging it. He gets kind of lost in it. Then he has to try to get back because Miller goes by him, and then Kamari tries to come across, and that's where the foul happens.
So Kamari comes out. Blackwell's back in. 24-21. UT Rio Grande Valley with 9:55 left in the half. Fourth stop on the college tour for Quo Agua. State College of Florida, Howard College, Texas A&M Commerce. And he hits the free throw, and he has 6 points. And it's a four-point lead for the Vaqueros. 9:50 left in the first half. Xavier Amos outside left, feeds Max Klesman, top of the arc. Max, left-hand dribble, stops the free throw line, bounces Amos, three in the air, left wing, book it. Xavier Amos with seven off the bench. 25-24, UT Rio Grande Valley. Agua at the top of the circle, hands off KT Ramey. As Klesman defends at the top of the circle, Ramey going over to Cliff Davis on the right wing. Tanjay is on him. Agua, top of the circle. Left corner feed, driving is Miller. Kick back left side, three shot. Ramey, good again. KT Ramey, his second long ball.
That's what they do, though. They're looking to get the three.
They're 5 out of 10. 28-24, UT Rio Grande Valley. 9:04 left of the first half. Crowell outside right. Scoops it to John Blackwell. Curl around the screen. Step back three on the way. Good. Blackwell with seven. 28-27, UT Rio Grande Valley with 8:50 left in the first half. And a pass almost stolen by Blackwell, but getting it is Trey Miller. Dribbles through the lane going left to right. And at the big, Crowell is on him. See if Miller tries to go to work. Starts to, throws it back out. Agua, he'll try a three straight away. Back rim no good. Rebound Stephen Crowell for Wisconsin. 8:30 left in the half, 28-27, UT Rio Grande Valley. Klesman with a bounce for Xavier Amos. Driving to the rim, up right hand, glass and rim, no, but a foul. As Xavier Amos into attack mode, he'll go to the free throw line.
And why this is such a hard guard right now is because Miller's driving, and he's getting into the paint. But he's not looking to score.
Yeah.
He's looking to kick it and find the shooter. Yeah. Right? Like, so that's why it's so different. That's why you're seeing so many open threes for Rio Grande Valley, because you're playing off your tendencies. Now all of a sudden you're a second late, three's going up.
Xavier Amos at the free throw line, transfer out of Northern Illinois, and he's good with the first free throw. He had 8 points on Friday against Arizona. Nolan Winter back in for Stephen Crowell. Tommy Gankahag back in there for the Vaqueros.
And good to see X getting going here a little bit, right? A little slow start, even though 8 points, like you said, against, you know, Arizona, but start to the season, not necessarily what everyone anticipated. Really good to kind of see him put it together.
There's a feeling this could be a good kind of game for him, and that has been the case. We said this for the last couple of games. I really like what they've seen out of him lately, but just as I say that, exploding off the wing is Assad Abdul-Hakim. He got by Amos and punched it with a right hand, and Amos is called for the foul as well. So again, that athleticism, the burst from Assad Abdul-Hakim, and it's 30-29. UT Rio Grande Valley as Amos is out. Carter Gilmore is in. A little lesson there.
A little less.
And that's like maximum jinx mode on my part. Free throw. Hakim.
That was
a little poster material there. 31-29, the Vaqueros.
You play this game long enough, you're going to get dunked.
Uh-huh. If it hasn't happened, it means you just haven't played much, right? Here's Nolan Winter in the lane. Gets it back out to John Tanjay. Stops, lost the ball. Gankahag comes up with a turnover, Wisconsin. Abdul-Hakim to the front court off a high screen from Gankahag. Driving on Gilmore. Fans out near the right corner. Nolan Winter gets him on a switch. A three shot in the air. Is off the rim short. Rebound, John Tanjay for Wisconsin. Badgers down two. 7:43 left in half. Long pass, Blackwell into Nolan Renner. Winter on the rim run. He'll catch and lay it in. We're tied at 31.
I've said a lot, but offensively, you're going to get whatever you want. You just have to guard on this end.
14-10 paint point advantage for Wisconsin right now. Abdul-Hakim outside left. 31-31 the score. 7:22 left in the first half. Casey Ramey, right wing, hits a pass back to J.J. Howard. He's with Clemson. Howard, little crossover, right of the lane, lost the handle, and threw it away into the hands of John Tanjay. Tanjay on the push for Wisconsin. Right lane line, he got fouled by Ramey. And that'll be his first as we're at the under 8 media timeout. Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brewpub pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brewpub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 7:09 left of the first half, Wisconsin 31, UT Rio Grande Valley 31. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's comedy?
I think for me, one of the quick ones that I have is like telling time on an analog clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes me a minute.
It takes me a minute.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was at least groan worthy. At least groan worthy.
I needed a minute for it to sink in.
No, that was funny. That's good.
Every weekday morning from 8 to 10, only on 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by UW Health and Sports Medicine, the healthcare team of the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 7:09 left in the first half. The Badgers and the UT Rio Grande Valley Vaqueros tied at 31. As John Tanjay stepping to the free throw line. 18 fouls on UT Rio Grande Valley. Badgers have been whistled with 5. 1-1 coming up for Tanjay. 2 of 2 at the line. He has 5 points so far in this game. Tanjay eyes the rim, and the front end is straight through. Badgers now 7 of 7 at the free throw line. 32-31, Wisconsin. Second free throw coming up for Tanjay on the way, and it's good. 33-31, Wisconsin. 7:05 left in the first half. Trey Miller to the front court. A bounce for Abdul Hakeem. Gilmore defending. Now Genka Hag, top of the circle. Matched up with Winter. A throw to Miller outside left. Miller with Tanjay on him. Miller pounding the dribble and a whistle.
It's a foul on Carter.
And yep.
Abdul Hakeem was trying to post up, and Carter just got that knee into him. They're not really trying to get it in there. And you forced him off, right? You've done your job. You forced him off the block. Now back up so you don't get the cheap one.
Yep, that was well up the lane line.
He was far enough away. Do your job early, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Abdullah came inbounding it. It's deflected out of bounds by Carter Gilmore. They've been pleased with Gilly. Just handling that role, defensive work. Here's the inbounds feed. They want the quick hitter again, Cliff Davis, and he gets covered up. Gets it out of there to Miller. Refeeds Davis. Back out to Trey Miller. Throwing to Genka Hag, top of the circle. He'll give off to Abdul Hakeem. Puts it on the deck. Driving to the rim, and the layup is good again. That burst to get to the rim.
He's really quick. That first step of his, he gets it.
33-all with 6.5 minutes left till halftime. Gilmore, top of the circle for Wisconsin. Bounces the Winter at the top of the key. Gives to Klesen. He'll snap off a three. Back of the rim, no good. Gilmore, the offensive rebound. Gilly tried to slip a pass to Blackwell. It was knocked away by Ramey, and then Blackwell bumped him. And for John, that'll be his first.
Puts Rio Grande Valley on the line in a bonus situation there as well.
Number 7 on Wisconsin. And for Blackwell, his first. But KT Ramey goes to the foul line. The Vaqueros coming in 68% at the free throw line, and they don't shoot a lot of foul shots, very much in contrast to Wisconsin. Ramey 2 of 2 in this short sample size, but he hits the front end here, and UT Rio Grande Valley with a lead again.
And you look at how they got to the free throw line. Now, the ball screen action, they went under that. Max shoots that three. Max is trying to figure out what the threes they're looking for. Because he can get that three at any point. End of a shot clock, they were going to go under it. So I didn't love that shot attempt by Max. And then what happens, long rebound, all this other stuff.
Well, free throws are good. 35-33, UT Rio Grande Valley, 6:15 left in the first half. Carter Gilmore out front. A pass for Max Klesman on the left wing. Quick toss for Crow. One dribble. He'll hand it to Tanjay. Tanjay into the paint. Gets it out of there to Stephen Crow. Backing mid-post right. Turns up left hand. Back rim no good. And the rebound of Tommy Genka Hag of the Vaqueros. And Cliff Davis to the front court. Now Abdul Hakeem with a shot fake from three. Not biting his Gilmore. He'll drive it right lane line. Spins, fades, flips. Good.
Hassan Abdul-Hakim at his 37-33 UT Rio Grande Valley.
That's where Carter's got to stay on his feet. He gets raised up, and all of a sudden it gets just a little bit of an angle to him.
5.5 minutes left in the first half. Klesman trying to drive along the left baseline. He gets fouled by Cliff Davis. And that's team foul number 9, so Max will get a 1-1. Klesman looking for his first points of the night. Gangahag comes out. He's back in is Marshall Destremo, the 6'9 redshirt sophomore from Australia. Klesman at 13 on Friday night against Arizona. The front end is good for Max. So again, the free throw line, Wisconsin's friend. The Vaqueros are really shooting it. They're 14-22 for the field here tonight. The
defensively has not been one that you want to put on paper.
News. Second free throw for Max is good. He remains perfect at the line in this young portion of the season. 17-17 as Wisconsin pulls to within two. Abdul-Hakim throwing to Destremo, top of the circle, feeds Trey Miller high on the left. The pass for Ramey. He'll lift up a three and drill it from left of the circle. His third triple.
And all they're doing is setting a cross screen into a pin down for Ramey.
And a five-point lead for the Vaqueros. 5:10 left of the first half. Carter Gilmore throwing to Klesman at the left point. Took a look. Now puts it on the deck. Brings it back outside the three-point line. A pass for Stephen Crowell at the top. Crowell. Whips it back to Gilmore. Shot clock at 10. Klesman top of the arc for Wisconsin. Abdul-Hakim defending. Klesman working the right lane line to the rim. Swoops it up and in. 40-37 UT Rio Grande Valley. 4:45 left of the first half. Trey Miller high on the right. Going to Destremo. He'll scoop it back to Miller. Left of the circle. Around the screen. Pull up. Mid-range jump. Good. Oh, they are feeling it here in this first half. The Vaqueros are 42-37 UT Rio Grande Valley. 4:27 left of the first half. Tanjay not looking for that pass. It went by him, but Gilmore is there at the midcourt logo. Now Klesman loops it inside. Caught by Crowell. Looking for the cutter. Tanjay pass deflected by Ramey. Stole it away. Miller a lead feed to Abdul-Hakim. Moving in. Took an extra step and looked like lost his balance. Then they'll say knocked out of bounds by Carter Gilmore. So the Vaqueros will keep it as Amos is back in for Gilmore.
And right now Gilmore goes out, but even though there's an advantage in the post with Steve, I wouldn't be surprised if we see at some point here Greg go a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because Steve just isn't dominating. And then defensively, it's tough because they're not trying to get the paint.
Abdul-Hakim throwing into Destremo, baseline left. Now he's open just under the arc left side. Tries a jumper, no good. Rebound Tanjay. Here comes John Tanjay for Wisconsin. 4 minutes left in the half. 42-37. UT Rio Grande Valley. Inside feed caught by Crowell. Throws it up. Missed. He's fouled by Destremo. And Crowell will go to the free throw line. At the under 4 minute timeout. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seeds you need for the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com. to learn more. 3:58 left of the first half. UT Rio Grande Valley 42, Wisconsin 37. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. With special guests, the Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 3 minutes, 58 seconds left in the first half. UT Rio Grande Valley 42, Wisconsin 37. The Vaqueros are 64% for the field, 16 of 25 and 6 of 13 from the arc. Badgers are pretty good too, 57% for the field, 10 of 10. At the foul line, both teams are in that 1.5 points per possession territory. So great offense, we'll say.
Yeah, but that's what we're going to leave there. There's no question. And thankfully for Wisconsin, they're still getting to the free throw line.
Yes.
I think that's the biggest thing when you look at this is, you know, offensively, you can kind of get whatever you want, but they're still being disciplined enough to get to the free throw line.
First free throw for Stevie is good. You had mentioned that this could be one of those nights again where the Badgers go smaller. We've seen that, right? Montana State, yeah. App State. It's interesting to watch this as we move forward. Crowd misses the second free throw. Amos trying to keep it alive, but Destromo comes up with it. First miss at the foul line for the Badgers.
And a lot of that is just because of the play of Steve, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. 42-38, the Vaqueros. Here's Ramey driving baseline left. Feeds Davis, deep three, right corner. Yes, sir. Oh, my. And a timeout taken by Greg Gard. As Cliff Davis was leaning out of bounds. I mean, he barely stayed in bounds at the right corner. Well, and when you're hot, you're hot. And he is. And it's 45-38, the Vaqueros leading the Badgers.
Yeah, you can be hot all you want, Matt. But Max Klusman needs to pay attention to what's going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just fell asleep. Now, there was a back screen that forced him to the corner, which drive baseline, this is a call, it's a play, right, to have that back screen come up. But Max was paying zero attention.
Yep. Do they have to commit? Teammates got to talk to him a little bit?
They've got to talk a little bit. But at some point, Max played basketball long enough.
Not a rookie.
I'm not trying to be difficult on Max. The reason I'm difficult on him now is because we know what he's about.
Yep.
And you just don't see Max Klusman do that. Right now, I get it was a play, and so he did. There was a little bit of a screen there. So should there be some communication? Always, always, right? There should always be communication.
I'm guessing that's the last time he gets caught up.
I'm going to agree with that.
There we go. 3:38 left in the first half. Badgers down 7 as Klusman goes to the crowd. Low on the left, and he'll finish. The big fella.
And there you go. Right, like if you want to be on the floor, those are the plays that you need to keep doing.
45-40, Texas Rio Grande Valley leading. Trey Miller off the left wing, stops left elbow. Bounces, wanted to get Destromo, but it goes through him and out of bounds. Turnover, Vaqueros. 45-40, UT Rio Grande Valley leading Wisconsin with 3:20 left in the first half. Blackwell brings it up out there with Amos, Crowell, Jack Janicki, and Max Klusman. Xavier Amos at the top, which are the Klusman high on the left, whistle off the ball, foul called.
And all they're doing is running across an angle screen more than a cross screen because Steve has the ball on the reversal. It's swung. Guard cuts through, comes back, sets that angle screen for Steve to go to the block. There, he gets the free throw line.
Destromo the foul, his second. Steven Crowell back at the foul line. 7 points in the first half for him. Shooting 2 with the Badgers in the double bonus. And the first is good as Genkehag will come back in for Destromo. Genkehag, the 6'8 sophomore from Mongolia, but went to high school in Centerville, Ohio. Finished the high school days there. Think A.J. Hawk, Kirk Herbstreit. Centerville Elks, in case you're wondering. 45-42. UT Rio Grande Valley on top, coming up on 3 minutes left, first half. Hassan Abdul-Hakim goes into Genkehag, mid-post left, turns upright, hand shot, wild shot, no good. Rebound fought for, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Genkehag. As the Badgers trying to tighten up that interior D, getting a stop and get it back down 3. 2:54 left in the first half, 45-42, UT Rio Grande Valley. Blackwell up the floor for the Badgers. High screen Crowell. John will use it. Dribbles to his right. Whips it inside. Wide open Crowell. Low on the right. Goes up. And it was knocked away by Cliff Davis. Thought he got some body, but they say no. It was ball. Here's Davis. Fakes the three. Blows by Crowell. Swoops to the rim. Flipped it up and in with the left hand. What a sequence for Davis. 47-42. UT Rio Grande Valley. Now Blackwell driving. Left lane line. Tough. Banked it in. It worked. 47-44, UT Rio Grande Valley. 2:18 left in the first half. Trey Miller outside right. Flips to Tommy Gankahag at the top of the circle. Whips it to Davis at the right point. Around the Gankahag screen. Turns the corner in the lane. Goes to the rim. Up right hand. Good again. Off the window. 49-44, UT Rio Grande Valley. 2 minutes left in the half. Here's Amos, open three, left of the circle. In and out, no good. Davis the rebound for the Vaqueros. They lead the Badgers by five with 1:50 left in the first half. Ramey off the Gankahag screen. Three in the air, not this time. Off balance with that shot. And it comes down to Xavier Amos. Now Blackwell trying to push for Wisconsin. Hard left-hand dribble into the lane. Hits the brakes at the left. Block and gets fouled, and Blackwell will shoot two. I'll assist.
You good?
KT Ramey. That was
you
a,
good?
That was a
that's a lot of talking right there.
That's a
there.
Lot of work. I know. You want to take over?
No, I'm good. The reason there's a lot of talking, this thing's going back and forth real quick.
Kind of like what we thought.
Kind of like what we thought could happen. I was going to say, you know Texas Rio Grande Valley, they were going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, we know Wisconsin wants to play faster. They also have to play smarter.
Yep. First free throw around and out.
Don't fall into it. Like that, there's a difference. Especially after putting up 100 against Arizona, it's tough to kind of just understand, go, but understand how to kind of slow it down but yet still play efficient.
Blackwell hits the second free throw, 49-45, UT Rio Grande Valley. 1:35 left in the first half. Trey Miller out high. J.J. Howard back in there for the Vaqueros. Here's Abdul Hakeem. Against Xavier Amos, Hassan Abdul-Hakim looking low on the right. Pass stolen away in the lane by Jack Janicki. Janicki with the pilfer, darts a pass. Klesman fakes the three left corner. Dribbles off the wing into the paint. Klesman backs up to the top of the arc as he'll start to set the floor for Wisconsin. Gives it up to Amos high on the left. 109 left in the half. Badgers down four. Klesman out high. Surveys the defense. Hassan Abdul-Hakim defending, and he gave Klesman space, and he hits a deep three as the Badgers pull within one. 55 seconds left till halftime. 49-48, UT Rio Grande Valley, and now Cahill Fennell will take his user to lose it timeout. 52.2 left in the half, 23 on the shot clock. 49-48, UT Rio Grande Valley leading Wisconsin.
Well, that three, Max Klesman can thank Jack for that one.
Big time.
Because it was, that's how it happened. And as soon as Max had the ball with 12 on the shot clock, we all knew the ball was
going
in.
It was going up.
You could see him in his bag, right? And this is where hands down, he never was able to get it. You knew it was going up. So
hand down, man down, right?
But that's what Max could do so well. But he could have taken the first. We're talking about understanding how to play it. He could have taken the first three.
Yeah.
He didn't, drove, got to the paint. Didn't see anything. Pulled it back out. That last three he took, I was absolutely fine with. Shot clock's going down. Those are the threes you live with versus pulling up and driving and getting to mid-range. That's the difference this year. Now, defensively, this team just needs to be better.
Yeah.
49 points they've given up.
Yeah, you're thinking we talked about 100 the other night. 100 may not be enough. way this game is going. We'll see.
No, but just the way they've guarded hasn't been
acceptable. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure.
Inbounds pass, Abdul Hakeem. He's against Xavier Amos. A handoff to Trey Miller. Checked tightly by John Blackwell. Shot clock at 15. Game clock 44 seconds left. First half. A bounce for Gankahag at the top of the arc. One dribble gives it back to Miller off the Gankahag screen. A throwback pass. Three in the air. Gankahag left side. No good. And the rebound comes down. Oh, offensive board for Howard. His pass knocked away by Janicki. Taken away from him. And now Miller finds Abdul Hakeem. Right side three. And he nails it. On a scramble play, 52-48, UT Rio Grande Valley with 18 seconds left in the half. Shot clock is dark. This could be the final possession here. Blackwell outside left. Badgers down four. We have 10 seconds left in the half. Blackwell turns down the crowd screen. Left of the lane. Stops. Pivots. Tough shot of the fadeaway. Short. Gankahag the rebound with two. With one. Long bomb shot from Miller is short. And UT Rio Grande Valley will go into the locker room with a four-point lead. The Vaqueros have come to play here in Madison tonight, shooting 62% from the field. At the half, UT Rio Grande Valley 52, Wisconsin 48. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Join us on Tuesdays for Community Stories and Thursdays for Community Stories Junior, both from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WFHR. Your host, Melissa Kay, brings together folks of all ages from our community. With history from our elders to innovations from our young people, Community Stories brings in-depth local stories you won't hear anywhere else right here on WFHR. Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 5 to 6.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Halftime, the Kohl Center, UT Rio Grande Valley. It's a lot to say there. 52, Wisconsin 48. Hassam Abdul-Hakim with 12 points, 5 of 6 shooting. KT Ramey with 11. Cliff Davis has 10. They are the double-figure scorers for the Vaqueros. John Blackwell with 10 leading the way for the Badgers. Xavier Amos and Stephen Crowell each with 9. Max Klesma, John Tanjay with 7. Nolan Winter with 6. At the half, UT Rio Grande Valley 52, Wisconsin 48. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by America Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Butch and I back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
We'll be right back.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime at the Kohl Center. Time for our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance. Well, Butchie, you've had a chance, I mean, obviously, to watch a lot of Big Ten teams. You called the Minnesota game against Yale on Saturday. We're so early, but has there been anything in particular around the league that's jumped out to you here so far?
Well, I think you look at Rutgers, the freshmen, they, you know, not that there was a question, but now they've played and you've got the answer. They're the real deal. I think you look at the West Coast teams, they're still trying to, USC's trying to figure out who they are and what they are still. I think you look at, you know, Minnesota, they're still trying to figure out what they are. Illinois still.